Once again to another episode of the Landscurve Show. I did a little rearranging in this room, and I did a little things, a few things to stop the onslaught of the ignorant individuals who are trying to crash the show. And I know they're listening, and that's okay. And I just want to say that we will have a pin code attached to your entry into the show, into the room. So if you want to get that, you have to go to the Landscurve Show group, okay? That's a lot of work for them to find that out. It's there. Or you can text me directly at 407-924-8793. 407-924-8793 is the way to get to that pin code to join the conference. And of course, the number is 888-575-3769. I will put it across the bottom here right now anyway. Probably knock half of the screen out doing so, but that's okay. Here we go. All right, there it is. So there is a pin code, y'all, and I can't put it out there on Twitter or super public because other folks will get it, but share it with the people who you know usually call the show, and we'll see how that works out. I wanted to have it where when people entered the room that they would be muted automatically, and I opened them up. You know, then I could they could just call all night if they wanted to, and you know, pretty much. But we don't want to give too much energy to that because that's minor. They got bills, they got worries, they have a date that they have to meet their maker, and like I said, it's really minor. Yeah, we have so many things happening: water in Michigan, and Stacey Dash, and making her comments, which she's a tool, you know, for Fox and for that agenda. We have so many things going on to distract us from what we have to do to be diligent in what's really necessary on a mental, physical, and spiritual level, and also financial. We need to talk finances, and we're going to touch on that tonight with Brother Mark Black. So I had a day where I was supposed to be at work today, but I put in for a day off at the last minute. And I didn't think I got it. And last night when I got out, I had asked one of the supervisors, I said, do I have that day off? And he says, no, I don't see anything here. So today I got up and I got very little sleep, probably like about 2 hours of sleep because I was up all night. Then I jumped up to help a friend of mine, my dear brother, Malik Aziz, with something online remotely. And so after that, you know, me being me, I was adrenalized. I couldn't sleep. Although I was tired, my engine started to kick in. So I stayed up and then I went and got ready for work. And I said, oh God, I got to drive this bus. The driving is not so bad. It's sitting at the red lights with the sun beaming in your face behind that windshield. That puts you to sleep. Even when you're awake and have all your sleep, that puts you to sleep. So I tried to swipe in and it didn't accept my swipe. And I said, oh God, what is this? It said, good day. You know, you signed off late. Enjoy your day. I'm like, wait a second. This must be a technical thing here. So I went over to the supervisor. So he said, oh, he says, you know, I put your papers in late for the day off and, you know, we had an opening, so you're off. I'm like, you mean tell me I got up and showered and shaved and got my uniform on and drove all the way, which is not far. I only have a 6-minute commute. And I turned around and I was free, but now I couldn't sleep because I was already in the battle mode to deal with people and get myself amped up naturally and mentally. So I ran some errands and did some different things. And, you know, here I am. So I'm a few minutes late. I rearranged the room a little bit, took a section out of the table to give me some more room, especially for Sunday's little comedy show when we have Allison Johnson over. And, you know, there's a few other people that I want to have come on in. And, you know, it's going to work out. You know, it's a work in progress and it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, that being said, I'm not going to hog up everything too long. And we're not going to go for a 7-hour show tonight, y'all. I still only had 2 hours of sleep last night, but we'll hit at least 2 hours or so. And then we will be back tomorrow night and on Sunday. And I'm not going to promise Saturday because that's my under the hood evening. And, you know, I'm not going to say how many years, but, you know, why I wanted that day off today is because me, Mrs. Skirv and I celebrated an anniversary. And I won't say how many years because I have groupies out there that are trying to find stuff out. And, you know, I hate to say it like that, but certain things I will keep personal because they'll count back and say, well, he was with the first wife this long, and he, and between them two wives, there was a couple years, and he messed with this one. They're trying to catch me in something. So it's like, I'm not telling you, you know what I mean? But thank you very much for your emails and your text messages on that, for those who knew. And like I said, a lot of milestones coming, and, you know, coming up this year, it would have been in August, it would be 5 years since I've been doing a radio type thing. I started out with Blog Talk. I switched over to my own stuff now. You know, all praises due to Blog Talk. I outgrew it. You know, it's nice. It's good. I love the people there. Many of them have come over. And like I said, I just want to continue to grow. I'm looking forward to, and I put it out before, a couple of weeks, maybe 2 months or so, going out on local AM radio here in the community. And putting everything that we put out there over the airwaves so they can go listen to it. So we have a lot of old folks out here with transistor radios that they don't know anything about a smartphone, anything about a computer or a tablet, and we want to reach out to them too. And I will be doing some local shows also. Now, I'm not seeing many viewers. There are many who may not know there's a show going on. I kept pretty much quiet all day, but that's okay because this is being recorded and we're going to put it down anyway. And many people don't even know that there's a pin code, but they can go on and see the actual whatchamacallit. I'm gonna put that out there again, because you know, sometimes all people just need a little nudge. Sometimes they need a little help there. So I'm gonna put that out after I get Brother Mark speaking and stuff. But the one more thing I want to say is that as I drove around the neighborhood and in other neighborhoods, because I was a little fatigued, I still had my reserves, but there's nothing to stop you from wanting to fall asleep. I'm strong. I feel good on one level, but I was a little tired early, especially when, you know, you could finally relax and you couldn't. So when me and Mrs. Skirv decided to make some runs today and go around and take care of some business, which is all those little things that you want to take care of that hang over your head when you're doing the major stuff. And now you're looking to do it. It's like, I have time, and you can't remember all the little things. So we were knocking little things out, and as we drove through the neighborhoods, I look at things in a surreal way, in an abstract way. I have that artistic side of my brain, not autistic, y'all, but artistic, and I was kind of averaging out. I looked at the world like a video, and since I was tired, Mrs. Skirf said, hey, well, I'm going to drive. Now, me, I like to drive. I'll drive all day longer than drive to Atlanta and drive down to Miami. It doesn't matter to me. I'm a driving fool. But I know when to quit. And I said, okay, I'll accept that. You want to drive for a little bit? Fine, no problem. So I'm talking with her, and I'm kind of looking around me more so because I don't have the wheel in my hand. And I noticed that the general feel of what I got, it's like when you look at a music video, because I had some music kicking out of my phone, not on the radio, but some stuff I had on my phone. And I'm looking out, and I'm just looking at the people. And you know, I keep things real here, but I just didn't get good feelings. I mean, I feel good, and there are many people I know are focused out in the world doing their thing, but there's just so many people to me, and I'm talking about here in Orlando, Florida, and I know it's some other places too across the country and across the world, that it was just a sense of doom. It was bottom line, it was just like, was it Sarah Connor in Terminator 1? And somebody said, you know, the people, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it, you know, and that's what I pretty much got. There are many of us that are just not going to make it. And I want them to make it. But to spend the energy to focus on them making it when maybe they may not want to, because they're caught up in their vices and don't want to let go, it will pull you down. So it's a hurtful thing. And I'm not on some old save the world mission, but you want to be there. Our time here is short, and you want to be there to be a light to everyone. So to me, it hit me that the best thing to do for many other people who are just on the fringe of wanting to hear what you have to say is be an example to them, lead by example. And maybe the pain of doing things, you know, not correct, or let me see, we're getting the message here. Okay. All right. Okay. Got it. Yes, Shelly, right. I hope you're there. But anyway, I don't see the count on the viewers, so I know you're there watching, so I don't know what that's all about. I'm not going to freak out about that. But many people, they are sold out to these poisons. They are sold out to the liquor, the drugs, the sex, the gossip, the pastimes that are pretty much like holes in the bucket. You're punching holes in your bucket, but then you're trying to say that you're trying to fill the bucket up at the same time. And then you turn around and say, wow, I wonder why I don't have any water. I mean, there's a time and place, and we do our indulgences, but we have to get older. And I don't say live a corny, boring life, but those things, when you realize how vast the universe is and how short this trip is, and you realize that there's so much more, you want to kind of, and this is not some old religious, you better go and find the Lord. I'm not trying to even say that, but you know, there's something to getting ready on this level that is like a graduation when you move on to the next level. And to be honest, Sophia Stewart has my head jacked up, y'all. Because after the conversation that we had with my internet abruptly cut off, and I won't say it's the agents, whatever it might be, I don't know, but we were getting deep and my internet just cut off, and it never did that. I'm not saying it can't do that, but it just never did that. I mean, the whole thing, pow! Not the electricity in the house, not anything, but it came back on hours later. I went to bed. I was like, you know what? The show, we got 2.5 hours of it in. I can always get Sophia Stewart on. I got her phone number. I can call her. I can record. I can do live shows. I'm going to bed. I wasn't defeated, but I had to get my sleep. But she has my head jacked up in a good way. That conversation that we had, the things that she shared with me, affected me more than somebody just standing on the corner with a religious tract shoving it down my throat because they're trying to relieve their own guilt and their own personal life. She's the way she is. She'll drop some curse words here and there, but she's the real live oracle. And when I think about that, and I think about how I had goosebumps and the hairs raising on my skin the first time I watched The Matrix and felt so personal about it, like, wow, this woman, the oracle, is talking to me directly. I'm feeling this film. And to fast forward into 2015, last year when we did the first two, and I've been talking with her many times privately, and then to get this opportunity and to have this level of expressing it where our, you know, the visuals and the Google Hangouts and the equipment stuff, where people can enjoy it more, freaked me out because I'm talking to the Oracle. And she did admit that she put that part in and that was her. She wrote herself into it. Because when she talks just like the Oracle. It's her. And I'm like, whoa, what am I, Morpheus or something? You know, I got the bald head. I should have put on my Morpheus jacket that I wore the other day when she's talking to me. People freak out like, oh, my God, was this Matrix 4? But the thing she was saying to me, and after it cut off, because she was still on the line, I ran the line through my cell phone and not through the conference line because I didn't know about the PIN number thingy at that point, even though it had set up. So my apologies to those who are trying to get through, and I wasn't paying anything else any mind because I'm thinking like, oh, they can get through. But the things that she said, it stuck with me more and affected me more, and I'm just so much more relaxed. I'm more intense, but I'm more relaxed because it's almost like she was telling me what to do and how to look at things and the perspective, and I'm on that deep level anyway. I'm zonked out like that anyway, so she brought me way out there, so I'm more relaxed now. I'm not going to say I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, but I'm not looking forward to the process of transition. You know, we're all not guaranteed to pass on in our sleep. So I'm not looking forward to that right now. I got work to do. I have to go through that. But it was nice to hear someone make sense about that in the energy. And Brother J. Mac, I have to, you know, big you up for the three words you gave me that I've been driving all week and meditating on about frequency, vibration, and energy. So those three words freaked me out. It hit me, and I said, let me hold on to these words, and I'll drive and let people, they pay their money, make the little fare box beep, and then I'm zoned out. Like, okay, good, sit down. I'm not looking at you, you're nickel short, sit down. You're 50 cents short, sit down. This temporary thing is not worth, you know, fighting to take me out of my zone. Because the company I drive for, they make a whole lot of money, right? But on the Dre Mac level, he shared those words with me, energy, vibration, and frequency. And I began to think about it, and I'm going to end this soon because I'm going to, as far as what I'm saying, but I just want to put that out there. Energy, the energy to, we can have a good energy and we can have a bad energy. Energy doesn't mean good or bad. It is what it is. It could be a swirl of good and bad energy. You can meet people who have an energy, but you may not know what it is, but you could sense it. And energy can be concealed in that swirl. They can put the good stuff and make you feel that it's good, but the most of it is bad, or vice versa. It can be mostly good, and we can have some bad, because there are a lot of bad people, not all, there are a lot of bad people that have bad energy in a church, right? But there are many bad people, there are many good people, sorry, that I've met in whorehouses. So Lance, you go to whorehouses? No, I've been there with friends of mine waiting for them to have their needs tended to. It's cold outside. You're doing your thing. I'm not waiting outside. You know, that's the honest to God truth. But anyway, I've met people in the street who are drug addicts, junkies, beggars, winos, thieves, that have more decent hearts than people who are supposed to, who masquerade behind the front of their title or their status, and they assume that you have to give me a pass automatically because I'm presenting this face to you. I'm a pastor. I'm a cop. I'm a friendly old man. I'm a Christian. I'm this. I'm a politician. I'm good. Doesn't mean that. That doesn't tell me what your energy is. Because if you tell me that, well, I got some ice cream in the fridge, but it's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, swirl, and the lights are out, and a light bulb in the room and in the refrigerator freezer doesn't work. So I know there's ice cream in there. So I go in there with my cup and my spoon, and I'm feeling it. I said, okay, I'm digging out the ice cream. You're eating ice cream, like energy, but it doesn't mean you know the proportion of vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry flavoring in that. You might pull out mostly strawberry and have a little vanilla and some chocolate. You might pull out more chocolate, a good amount of strawberry, and very little vanilla. Good energy, bad energy. You can feel the energy. You just don't know what it is. And time will tell. The vibration of that energy, that vibration, that initial vibe, like when you go to the club and you stand in front of a speaker and it's a booming system and you feel that thing, your clothes are jumping on you, you feel the beat and the bass go through your heart, through your whole body, and it feels good. Again, some of us have good intentions, strong morals, but sometimes our vibration is weak. We're not committed. We don't have the conviction as much. So you might be saying something or living something decent and right, but it's not strong enough to reach that person. Then you could have a bad person. You know, you out there, like say, for example, you have a father at home who is a good father, but his vibration to his kids are weak. And he's saying all the good things and doing all the good things, but it doesn't reach those kids whose minds are in competition with the world. But then he goes out, a son goes out and sees that drug dealer whose vibration is strong in something bad and is very attractive. And he gets caught up in that. And the father at home says, oh, my God, I provided the home. I sat down and gave him wisdom. I gave him time. But maybe your vibration was weak. So whatever we do for good, we got to be strong with it. We got to be relentless with it. We got to try to take the opponent's head off with it. Being good doesn't mean you can't be aggressive. Being good doesn't. Aggressiveness is very attractive, especially to a woman. And males, not in a homo way, but it's like, yeah, it feeds off of you. You watch a Rocky flick. You know it's not real or reality, but it's made in a way to touch you, to motivate you. It takes you away. With a woman, she doesn't want some milquetoast man. That strong vibration of maleness. You have males out there, like I said, who go out there and sell drugs relentlessly. And listen, girl, we're going to have this mortgage money or this rent money in a little while. I'm going out there to do what I have to do. She says, oh, I know what he's doing is wrong, but he's a man because he has that strong vibration. And I noticed that in too many churches that don't deal with black manhood, We groom our young men with low vibrations. Let them be men. Teach them to be men. Let them be aggressive. We have to be subservient. There's something homo with the basic structure of how church is set up. You know, yes, we love, you know, those of us who say we love Jesus or Yeshua or whatever, you know, but the men have to submit to this pastor, this next man. He's a man. I want to be a man. I'm not worshiping no pastor like he's the Christ for those who do. And it's an emulation when you want to be for those who are Christians who aspire to be like Christ. But the jackleg preacher, so I got to give you money and not be a man around my wife because you want to be the one to give advice and I got to wait on you and my wife is listening to you more than me because you're the pastor? No, pastor. You got a place. But I'm a man.
Brother Lance, yes. I don't want to cut you off, brother, but I have to let you know, no one's seeing the video at this point. I can hear you and anybody who's on the conference line can hear you, but I don't think everybody else is getting the video feed.
Right. Thanks a lot, man. I'm going to actually take care of that right now, and I'll just continue what I was saying.
Sorry about that, brother, because you was on a roll, and I didn't want to
Everybody's
holding, and they're like...
Right. No, I can get back on that roll. That's not a problem. Let me just...
That's my man.
Yeah, I was zoning out right
because you
were
going in. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to drop this link. I'm going to just drop the raw link. Can I put the computer way over on the side of the room over here? Let me... I'm going to drop it in the show. I'm just going to say for everybody, I'm going to put this link. Shelly Wright, if you can, you hear me, do me a favor and just... share that link. I'm going to drop it in a few people's, whatchamacallit that I know are watching. But if you can, yeah, thank you, sweetheart. For those, yeah, drop it in the room. They're not in the chat room. But where are they? They're reaching out to you on Facebook, Brother Mark?
No, we can see the chat, brother, but we can't see the video feed. It's almost as if the maybe the time frame to start the show passed because when I left the room, I had to actually use the back key in my browser to get back here.
You know
so
what?
It's like the
because we
the
started late. That's you know what? Because we started and the time. You know what? It may have to go deeper than this. I may have to go deeper than this. Let me I may have to change this thing because you see what happened. I had the screen open,
okay,
and this is what happens. Often. Okay, let me know how that works.
I texted you.
Is that working?
Let me see. If
yeah.
Did you put that up in the last curve?
I'm gonna do that right now. I gave it to Shelly.
Okay.
Yeah, let me
I think she didn't just post it.
I put it right.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Yep, I see it.
And you can see it now?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
No. No video feed.
I know what that is. And for those who are listening, it's wow. This is a little glitch in the system and I just learned what not to do. Okay. Let me put this. I'm gonna change something. This happens a lot, and this happened before on Sunday. Now I'm gonna make the start time at we'll make it it just passed over here. It's 1:34 now. I'm gonna make the start time 1:30. Okay, so we're gonna work along with this because this is something that has happened and I didn't know why. Okay, we're gonna save the changes and I'm just gonna have to start this. I don't know how this is gonna work, if it's gonna start all over again or what,
right?
But we're gonna do this.
I see where it says live stream is starting soon, so it changed the time to 10:30 my time, 1:30 yours.
Right.
So I guess all you have to do is start it, and we all should be able to see the key.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to clip this. I'm going to leave this call now. Those of us who, okay, let me end.